Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Horror as 250 Christian children are put in a dough mixer and kneaded like dough. This is by ISIS. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbwire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. You know, Matt, we have Liberty Relief International, and as a result of that, we work with persecuted Christians around the country, particularly in the Middle East, and so we're very familiar with what's happening with Christians and religious minorities in the Middle East at the hands of ISIS and other jihadists. But you never get over the atrocity, and especially this one here that we have just recently learned about. Here, there's reports of 250 children, one of them as young as 4 years of age. They're literally put in a dough mixer, and they were kneaded. The oldest one of them was 4 years old. The rest of them were little children. ISIS tortured a boy while demanding his father and two others renounce Christianity before executing all four of the children by crucifixion. Eight Christian women were publicly raped and beheaded, and there are mass graves for Christians. You know, our Christian brothers and sisters around the world, particularly in the Middle East, are facing unprecedented persecution, torture, and unbelievable pressure to renounce Jesus and to accept the Quran and Muhammad as the messenger, and they are refusing to do so. Here in this country, we go about our normal ways, we do our normal things, we have so much to be blessed by, and yet we don't think about our persecuted brothers and sisters. So we need to not only pray for them, but we need to do something to help them. One of the ways is through Liberty Relief International. Other ways are other possibilities we can talk about, but we need to do something to help our brothers and sisters.
Yeah, and just this is so horrific. It's almost impossible to even discuss, but we have to discuss it. We have to force ourselves to discuss it. And ISIS here, the sad reality is they are following the teachings of Muhammad. This is what Muhammad calls for in the writings in the Quran, the infidel, particularly Christians and Jews. And yet the United Nations, you're not hearing anything from the UNHRC, the United Nations, what is the Human Rights Commission, I think. And we need to be hearing. Something has to be done about this. And this horrific attack on Christian children and this genocide against Christians has to be condemned and stopped. And just, you can't even imagine, Matt, they're doing this in front of their children. They're torturing the parents. They're torturing the children, beheading, raping and beheading young women. And it just, you know, people say there's no such thing as evil, that we're all just kind of a bag of chemical reactions and, you know, anybody looking at this has to be able to see that this is satanic. This is raw evil.
Right. We just, you know, in America, we have different forms of persecution for our faith. But this is truly, you know, when you're watching your child being tortured and killed for your faith in Jesus Christ, it's just, I don't know, it just leaves you speechless.
You know, the United States pays about $3 billion a year to the general fund for the United Nations and more to specific UN projects. So we're paying more than $3 billion a year to the United Nations. That's more than 185 other countries combined in terms of what they pay. And the United Nations only counts about 203 or so countries. So we're talking about, this is a large part of the budget. Why in the world are we funding the United Nations when it does not come out and condemn this kind of atrocity? There are more resolutions against Israel, the only democratic nation in all of the Middle East, where both Christians and Jews and even Muslims have religious freedom, and yet there are more resolutions by the United Nations condemning Israel than any other nation in the world, including Iran, Iraq, Afghanistan, North Korea, and you name it. we need to do something not only to help our persecuted brothers and sisters, and you can do that by contributing to Liberty Relief International. You can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, in order to learn more about how you can do that. But you can contribute online or through the mail to Liberty Relief International. We work with other ministries on the ground to help our persecuted brothers and sisters. So do that. Pray for them. But also, we need to take some action. And one of the actions is to pull out of the United Nations, or certainly to reform the United Nations at a minimum. And under the Trump administration, he's been taking a very strong posture against this terrorism, unlike the previous administration.
Yeah, and the United Nations here, for them, the incongruity that they would go after Israel. You know, Matt, where are Arabs and Muslims in the Middle East? Where do they experience more freedom and liberty than anywhere else? In Israel. And yet the United Nations has condemned Israel more than all other nations in the world, terrorist nations, everything combined. And that is, it's objectively insane that they do that. But we have to remember here, the United Nations, much of the leadership is made up of a Marxist kind of socialist, leaders from socialist countries. And there's this strange axis, this strange relationship that you see between these Arab nations and progressive Marxist nations and leadership, and even the world views. I've often said, you look and see how is it that liberals will trip over themselves to defend radical Islam and Islamists? And it's because they have a common enemy, and kind of tying this back into the persecution of Christians, these children, the common enemy here is truth. And truth is a person, not just a thing. Truth is Christ. So the common enemy with progressives and Islamists is Christ, is Christianity. So they will come together in a seemingly incongruous way here in order to persecute and attack Christians.
No question about it. I just finished reading a book called Seeking Allah, Finding Jesus. And it's about a person who is very devoted to Islam, growing up in Islam, ultimately going through a long process of trying to prove Christianity false and Islam to be true. And it's a great read. I would encourage it. But it talks about how this person came to accept Jesus Christ as the divine Son of God, who rose again on the third day and offers salvation to all who accept him, transformed his life. It's Seeking Allah, Finding Jesus. You know, one of the things that's happening certainly in the Muslim countries, and there's lots of reports about this, is Muslims around the world, particularly in the Middle East, having dreams and visions where either they're dreaming about Jesus, which they accept Jesus as a prophet, but not as divine, or they dream about someone who they've never seen, and then they see that person, for example, in a marketplace, and that person comes and shares Jesus with them. There's a big move that's happening, particularly in the Muslim countries, with regards to people coming to know Jesus as their Lord and Savior. So in addition to praying for our persecuted brothers and sisters, we also need to pray for some of these others that are in the Middle East that are trapped by their own circumstances, that they come to see the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. In America, I think what we see, Holly, is almost a watered-down Christianity.
Absolutely.
And we go through life not really knowing or believing in the power of the resurrected Lord Jesus. And when we see our brothers and sisters standing to the point of death, it really says something to us that we need to press into Jesus and become more serious about our own relationship. And then we see how God is moving, for example, within the Muslim communities in the Middle East particularly. God will not be mocked, and the Church of Jesus Christ will prevail even against the gates of hell.
Absolutely. You know, I just read something today about a church in North Carolina that is no longer going to be talking about God in the church because they want to fill more pews. And I'm like, how did we get to that? We need to press in and talk about God. And you know, these people are giving their lives for him, and there's no excuse that we have.
Go to Liberty Counsel's website. There's our LibertyReliefInternational.org website is also available, but you can also get there through lc.org. And extend your prayers and financial support to help our persecuted brothers and sisters. Liberty Relief International is a project of Liberty Counsel to help our brothers and sisters who are persecuted for their Christian faith around the world, particularly in the Middle East. Pray for them. Help us to provide resources to them and make your voice known. Make your voice known also in your church and your community. Go to lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.